Yo, this episode is brought to you by How to Weep in Public, $199 ebook. It's only $2. Buy that shit. Let me know you bought it, and I'll say something on the podcast special about you. Available. You know, Kindle or iBooks, either one. Just search for Jacqueline Novak. So do that. And give money to the hurricane people. Because everybody's all fucked up. So that's a public service announcement. That's just not a sponsorship. And I don't know. Let's look at the fucking news. I got nothing. Teen who allegedly killed mom's abusive ex-boyfriend won't be indicted. Look at that. You can't take the law into your own hands. He killed, maybe it was a self-defense. University Heights, the Bronx. That's where I was born. Not physically born. I was born in a hospital in Manhattan, but that was my first address. It was in University Heights, the Bronx. A little trivia about me. Grand jury declined to indict a teen accused of in the choking death of his mother's abusive ex-boyfriend. Well, good. Sounds like a good kid. And what do you do after that? You're in high school. You're a young man. Taken a man's life and been, and you get to walk the streets. I don't know. I would have felt that peaked, but I'm sure he'll go on to do wonderful things. Equifax CEO Richard Smith retires. He gets to retire this motherfucker after a huge data breach. You know, these guys, no justice. Well, there was justice for the kid that killed the ex-boyfriend, and no justice for Equifax. See, if he choked that guy, he'd go to jail. Former neo-Nazi removes swastika tattoos after unlikely friendship. See, we're going up and down. Look at this guy. He's a Colorado resident. Michael Kent recently sat down, tattooed parlor card to have his swastikas covered up. Kent, the former neo-Nazi, credits an African-American parole officer with helping him see beyond skin color and changing his views about white supremacy. Well, that was pretty easy. You think you might want to get to know before you go commit to white supremacy and swastika tattoos. You think you might want to know about, you might want to hang out with a black person and a Jewish person. He says parole officer. Somebody's in jail. I feel like you got to get tatted up, and if you're a white guy. You got to go with the Nazis. I don't know that I wouldn't. If I went to jail, I don't know that I wouldn't join the Nazis. I wouldn't want to, but what do you do? Is there a not Nazi group you can join? That's what I mean, this is all going off of television. But I think they make you get a swastika tattoo. That's what they did on Oz. Well, I'm glad he's, it's one less Nazi. Oxford University students avoids jail sentence for stabbing her Tinder date because that would affect her career prospect of being a heart surgeon. This is in England. at Oxford. I don't know what the laws are over there about stabbing people. They're very harsh on guns. Not a lot of guns, but maybe stabbing is a little more lenient. It's an Australian news site, but I'm pretty sure Oxford University's in England. Unless they have like a chain and one's in Australia. But I think this is like the original, the flagship. I don't know what the date did to get stabbed. I'm assuming that the date lived. Urged the judge to give her a conditional discharge due to her unique... make sense out of why she stabbed him. I kind of want to know if I'm on her side or not, because I'm not against stabbing somebody if they need to be stabbed. That's probably fine. $1 million worth of magic mushrooms found in Berkeley home. So, that is a lot. There's a picture. $1 million. I don't know what mushrooms go for these days. I wouldn't do mushrooms today. They're fun though. Try them if you haven't. But is that a crime? Having that many mushrooms? Is that intent to sell? Maybe it was a private stash. Berkeley responded to a call about a bickering couple. And they found 700 pounds of magic mushrooms. The street value of $1 million. 700 pounds. Dude, if you got that much shit in your fucking house, quiet down. These people deserve to get fucking busted. And also, the call was bickering. Well, that sucks for Berkeley, because I'm assuming that's like the whole supply of the whole town. Who else is pushing that much weight? There's probably like some big event coming up and everybody wanted to do mushrooms and now no mushrooms. I don't think they were... Well... That's the problem with dealing drugs. Because I would love to deal drugs. It looks like a lot of fun, but you know, then you go to jail if you get caught. And I think I'd get caught. Because it's too... I want to be flashy about it. I don't want to just sit around and not spend my drug money. That's why you got the drug money. Throw it around. You want to look... You know, jewelry. I'm not even a jewelry guy, but I think it was a drug dealer getting into jewelry. There's like this comedy club where the guy wears jewelry. The owner, I don't want to say the name of the club, but he wears like rings and bracelets and shit. And it's like, it kind of looks weird, but then at the same time, it's like, I think that'd be the look I'd go for if I was a drug dealer. Let people know you got cash and you're just going to throw it the fuck around. I think we can call it a day. This wasn't good. But I think it was, there's been a long bunch of bad ones. So this one was not as bad as some of the bad ones, but not good. Well, there's always tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Buy that book. We love you.